God who grants success, we ask for success in maintaining good manners always. Let's pray to God for manners in their place, since those who lack them lose out on His grace. It's not as though it's just themselves they harm. They set the world on fire, disrupt the calm. A feast was sent down from above one day, without demands or any price to pay. Moses had men who still bemoaned their lot. Why weren't some lentils spiced with garlic brought? The host then cleared the feast that had been laid, and each was forced to farm with scythe and spade. Jesus once interceded for a man. A bounteous feast was sent down in God's plan. But then some greedy brats who lacked respect, like beggars, grabbed the most they could collect. Even though Jesus cried, "It's infinite. You greedy fools, you'll not run out of it." Regard this lust and faithless attitude before God's feast as sheer ingratitude. When blinded by their greed, those low ingrates cause God to shut all His mercy's gates. If you withhold zakat, then rain won't fall, and fornication spreads a plague to all. So what's the source of your deep misery? Acting without respect, concitedly. Whoever fails to show respect to God for robbing other men deserves the rod. Good manners are what made the heavens bright, and angels sinless, purer than the light. Irreverence caused eclipses of the sun, and Satan, through his pride, to be undone.